Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Transparency Card Podcast, where we talk all things self-improvement, spirituality, personal evolution, societal evolution, and anything that just falls under the umbrella of growth and personal development. We touch on all categories that fall under there. So I just am so excited to be recording another episode. I just posted my first visual podcast episode, I want to say a week ago, or not a week ago, literally a couple of days ago. And I'm just excited to have started recording and filming again and just getting content out. I feel like for the past few months, I was in this state of like stagnation and I was consuming more than I was creating. So one of my goals for this year was to create more than I consume. And I kind of feel like that's been the general energy of everyone else this year, especially content creators. I think a lot of us are trying to heal our relationships with social media or just find some sort of balance there. And I think that's really exciting. And I feel this energy in real life. And I think it's really awesome. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully this is one of the few videos that you're watching. I hope you're out there living your lives and enjoying yourselves and just being really intentional with the content that you're consuming as well as creating. You know, one of my goals when it comes to this podcast is to make an impact and to help people or inspire people through, you know, my own personal testimony or through testimonies from the guests that I have on to make positive impact in their personal lives through exploring their emotions, exploring their experiences, the dark sides of themselves, and finding the lesson in pretty much everything and then using those lessons and applying it to their lives to transform them. So that's really the general gist of this podcast. That's the mission that I am on. So I will try my absolute best to make every episode as intentional and information-packed and I guess helpful as I possibly can. That is my vow to you guys. But with all that being said, I guess that's a perfect segue into today's episode. Have I figured out the title yet? No, because honestly, I just felt compelled to talk about this topic, but I don't really know what I want to title the episode yet. So I guess you'll see when that comes out because I've yet to figure that out, but I know what I want to talk about. So let's get into that. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about God. And it's so funny because saying the G word online feels almost like controversial. And I really dislike that. That really bothers me. I remember Halloween of last year, I went to this little get together and, you know, I was sitting in a circle of people and this one girl asked us all, are any of you religious or do any of you believe in God? And everyone just looked at each other and like waited for someone to answer. And I said, yes, I do. And then the girl to the left of me said, well, I believe in the universe. And I was like, the universe is just another word for God, though. And she looked at me like I had three heads. And a part of me questioned if what I said was offensive. I honestly don't think that it was. And I say that because I've noticed that there's been this sort of new age spirituality that took place after the pandemic, right? I think after the pandemic, there was an entire reset when it came to pretty much everything in the world, right? From our perception and our understanding of our health, our understanding of our time management, our energy management, our relationship to our jobs, our relationship to our families, our relationship to life in general. You know, a lot of us took time to reevaluate what it was we wanted out of life. A lot of us changed our career paths. We moved to new places. We broke up with our partners. I mean, so many life changes happened after 2020. And I think there was this huge spiritual evolution. I mean, I remember January 2021 just seeing a whole bunch of content on TikTok about spirituality. I wasn't really on TikTok then, but I, you know, everyone films TikToks and then they will recycle the content and like put it on shorts and Instagram and stuff. But yeah, I remember seeing a bunch of like spirituality based TikToks. You know, we had people doing tarot more. We had people openly talking about manifestation and the powers of the universe and abundance and just all of this kind of like advice that was based in spirituality and almost like magic in a way. And so I feel like the word the universe became a sort of buzzword in itself. And I thought that was really beautiful. And I thought that was amazing because from my perspective, at least, never in the history of the internet or YouTube as I've known it, have I known there to be people speaking so openly, and I mean like mainstream people speaking so openly and freely about the universe, or like engaging in practices like tarot or talking about manifestation. Like, I just never really saw that growing up, you know, like YouTube before 2020, it was all about, you know, makeup brands and James Charles and Tana Mojo. And I mean, those are the people that I watched. And my point is, unless you went specifically seeking that sort of content, it wasn't something that was like heavily promoted to like millions of people. I mean, unless you were on like Facebook Live, you know what I mean? Because then you could see the sermons and the testimonies and like stuff like that. But I say all of this to say that there's been a resurgence of spirituality in the past few years since 2020. And I love seeing that. And I'm speaking on this topic, which I guess I should say what it is. Honestly, I'm just talking about God in this episode and the way that I truly feel that he's transformed my life. I guess I want to really share my personal testimony here, because I feel compelled to do it. I wish there was a bigger reason. I wish I could say, oh, I want to inspire you to get in touch with God. And I'm not pushing anyone towards anything, really. I just feel compelled to share my story because I often find myself reflecting on where I once was and where I am now. And every time I think about that, I just experience this insane amount of gratitude. Like, I'm just so thankful and I'm so amazed that my life has turned out the way that it has and that I am where I am right now. And I'm just so grateful. It's unbelievable to me when I think about the shifts and the transitions and all of the obstacles that I've overcome to get to where I am today. And I know that I didn't do all of that by myself. I do feel proud of myself because I did the actions that ultimately changed my reality. But I know that none of this would be possible without God and without having faith that things would get better. And ultimately, that faith was in God the entire time. And I don't even think that I fully realized that until, honestly, very recently. So I think where I want to start is kind of my relationship with God, you know, from the beginning of my life, and then share where I am with God now and just share how God has really transformed my life. But I do want to preface this by saying that just because a person openly speaks about God or the universe or spirituality, it doesn't mean that they're trying to pigeonhole you or force you to do anything. And I want to be very clear about that. I believe that one thing that, you know, makes us human beings is our power of choice and the freedom that we have to believe in what we want. And so this isn't me sitting here telling you what to believe in, because I'm still kind of coming to terms with what I fully believe in and the path that I want to take in getting to know God. But this is just me being open and honest about my journey. And I couldn't come on here and make this podcast or like begin to build this community and this platform without being honest about what's constantly on my mind and what's constantly on my heart. So I hope that whoever is listening, you can hear me with open ears and an open heart and not, you know, take my message and feel like I'm trying to persuade you to do something or influence you in any way. This is just me sharing my own story. But before I start, I do also want to say that part of the reason that I brought up the fact that we've undergone this amazing spiritual revolution is I do kind of believe that in the next year or this year, even now, I'm seeing that a lot more religious figures are coming back into the picture and going viral. And there's something really exciting to me about that. Because I think after 2020, we were tiptoeing around the term God, right? We would say the universe or like the power that be, or we would use these words that were synonymous with God, but nobody wanted to say God, because when you hear the word God, you automatically think about a religion. And a lot of times, especially in the West, when you hear the word God, you automatically associate it with Christianity, and everyone has an opinion on Christians. Okay, so I want to be clear here as well and say that I don't identify with a religion yet. I'm in the process of reading the word. I actually have my Bible right over there. My stepmom gifted that to me a while ago, and I had asked for it because maybe at that point I knew that I wanted to begin learning about the word of God. I do plan on reading multiple religious texts after the Bible. I will be reading the Quran, and then I'll see what else resonates with me from there. I'm very much on that journey right now. So I do want you guys to know that when I speak about God and the way that I see God in general, is as this massive energy that pours into all of us, and God is what connects all of us. And so I will also be saying like he and him, because that just is what comes to my tongue naturally. I'm not sure if that's because, you know, like being around people that believe in God, like most people refer to God as a he. And so I think that's just kind of what I feel more comfortable with at this time. But, you know, I think that any of my current beliefs and ideas are subject to change and or take different forms once I've done more research and found what resonates with me. Okay, done with disclaimers. Let's jump into, you know, my childhood and my relationship with God from there. So growing up, God wasn't a huge part of my life, right? So I live with my mom. My mom is Hindu, but she's also Catholic. She grew up in Guyana, and so her family, they were Hindu. And my mom also went to a Catholic school in Guyana, which is very interesting. My mom never really practiced any sort of religion in front of us. I think my mom has only taken me to church like one time, and it was a Christian church, or maybe it was a Catholic church. I'm not really sure. And that was when I was very young. And the most my mom would do, from what I remember, is she would celebrate Diwali. And so that was one thing that we would do. We would light the candles and we would pray. We would, well, not the candles, the diyas. And then we would pray and we would like fast. And yeah, my mom never really forced any sort of religion or religious ideals onto me. I'm not fully sure what her relationship with God looks like. I'm not sure how intimate that is. I do know that she believes in God, and she will say things referencing God a lot of the time. But we've never had a conversation about where she stands with that. And that's something that I'm actually interested in knowing, because as I explore my own relationship with God and build this intimate connection with him, I am interested in learning about the journey that other people are going on or have been on to find him and the role that he's played in their lives. But yeah, so there's that. And then my dad, he's more kind of like agnostic. My dad is very much someone who he has to see it to believe it. But at the same time, he's had many experiences in his life or just bared witness to miracles and things that could only have been done by the hand of God. And so it's those like miracles or those experiences that he's had or that he's witnessed that have kind of altered his perception or changed his mind about the existence of God and like his role in the world. So my dad does, in my opinion, kind of identify more as agnostic, because I think what he said to me is like, I believe there's a big something out there, because there are just so many weird little synchronicities between other human beings. And we just have so much in common, and we're all so connected in such an interesting way. Without even needing to say anything, we just know we are all connected. We are all one. But my dad also, like, he doesn't believe in like hell, and he doesn't know if he believes in heaven. And I know that depends on the religion that you follow as well, like whether there's a heaven or hell and things like that. But I would say he's more agnostic. And then his wife, my stepmom, she's more of a Baptist Christian. And so growing up, I would say the major religious influences that I had in my life were her and my grandmother on my father's side. I believe she was also a Baptist Christian, if I'm correct. And so when I would visit her in Mount Vernon as a little girl, she would take me to church with her every Sunday. And when I was there, I honestly don't remember too much, but I know that I really wasn't paying attention to the pastors or the word. I was really intrigued by the choir and the beautiful colors that they wore. I loved, you know, just being with my grandmother. I loved her more than anyone. Oh man, I miss her. Anytime I think about her, my eyes get a little watery. I love just going there with her and like spending time with her and doing an activity. But, you know, I honestly think that's kind of a common thing. Like most people that I know, especially today, like they grew up in a sort of religious household. Maybe it wasn't extremely religious, but there was an element of God in their home. Like their parents believed in something, but they didn't build relationships, like they themselves, the children, didn't build relationships with God until later in their lives, or still haven't like really built a relationship with God. They just like believe he's there, but like still do what they want. And then, you know, like when they need him, they call on him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's kind of like the general gist of the people that I know and their relationship with God. And there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that was my relationship with God for like a really big part of my life. So yeah, that was kind of my foundation. So I'd go to church with my grandma on weekends, and I was like very young. I was like 4 or 5. So I honestly wasn't there to connect with God. I was there to play with other kids and just have a good time. And then growing up, I would say, you know, throughout my adolescence, whenever I would go to Georgia to visit my dad and his wife, she would take me to church every Sunday. And did I enjoy that? No. And it's not because I didn't enjoy going to church specifically. I didn't like having to wake up that early on a Sunday. And I also didn't like feeling like I was being forced to do something that I didn't want to do. It's kind of like you may be interested in something, right? Like, say you have a passion for photography, and then you're like, okay, I want to make this a job, and then it becomes your job. And now you're on deadlines, and now there are expectations attached to it. Now there is obligation attached to it. Now your source of income is attached to that. And it's no longer fun now. Now it feels like an obligation, and now you feel like you're being forced to do it. It takes the joy out of it. I feel like when you remove choice from a situation, it takes the joy out of whatever that is. And so for me, maybe if I had just seen her going to church all the time and just saw that and saw how she came back, like filled with the Spirit or whatever it was, maybe I would have been intrigued enough to want to go if she had given me an option. But I think because it was the expectation that me and my sister and my brother just had to get up and go to church, I didn't enjoy it as much because I was just pissed that I was forced to go. But I will say that when I did go to church, I really enjoyed the atmosphere of the Baptist church. I loved how passionate the pastor was. I loved the music. I loved seeing people become overwhelmed with like love and pride, and not be afraid to like praise their God and to show gratitude and appreciation for this being that they believed in. I remember just feeling like this general sense of admiration for the people that were so devoted to something. I always thought that was really beautiful, and I think that's still something that sticks with me today. But it wasn't enough for me to fully immerse myself into religion or spirituality or to even have any sort of real relationship with God. I think during that time I was still trying to figure out if I believed that God existed and like who was he and what is it, but I also wasn't curious enough to look into it and to learn about him because I felt like that's what I was expected to do. And so I kind of just pushed that off because I was like, maybe that's just not the path I'm meant to be on. There are so many other people that don't really identify as religious but still believe that there's a God or something out there. And so for a while I identified as agnostic, similarly to my dad, for that reason. Okay, so fast forward to my early 20s. Okay, so I want to take us to 2020. Okay, let's just go to 2020 because I feel like my relationship with God, or my basically non-existent relationship with God, was pretty much the same up until that year. So 2020 came, the whole world kind of came to a stop. We were all in a frenzy. I still look back at that year and wonder how we even survived that. It was just absolutely insane madness. Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever been that anxious in my life. That entire year, I was just so incredibly anxious. During 2020, just due to like the general overwhelm and the fear that I was experiencing in New York, I took a trip to Georgia and I stayed there for about a month or two for the entire summer, basically. During that summer, oh my goodness, I'm trying to even think like what was going on. During that summer, I had an interesting revelation. There was one day where everything that was happening in the world, it finally became really, really heavy. I began to feel the weight of the world on my shoulders that day. And it's not that I wasn't aware of it prior to that summer, but I think what I had done was, because I was experiencing this general feeling of anxiety and uncertainty in New York, I went to Georgia to kind of escape that, because that's kind of what I would do when I was growing up. Whenever things became overwhelming in my home in New York, or, you know, someone broke my heart, or whenever there was an issue, I would find a way to escape my problems. And Georgia was always, you know, where I went to do that, because it was like living in an alternate reality. You know, I'm going from, you know, trains and subway dancers and like Central Park and Soho to Georgia, where, you know, you have to take a car, you have to know how to drive when you're 15, and like Ubers are incredibly expensive, so you have to like hitch a ride with a friend, and there's not that much to do out there except for like plant flowers, and I hope you know what I mean by flowers, like do some gardening and go for walks in the parks, and everything closes at like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Like, it was just kind of my version of romanticizing my life at that time, and just kind of escaping my previous reality, and just finding peace somewhere else, because I felt like my world there was so chaotic. But that general feeling of anxiety ended up following me to Georgia. And on that fateful day, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I think what happened was, there had something happened on the news, and my parents would not stop watching the news. And then my mom back at home kept sending me links to articles about COVID, and it was just too much. Like, not only COVID, but like everything that was happening in the political sphere, the protest, it was just like, what is happening? And I remember that day just staying in my room with a hoodie on and just laying in bed and staring at the wall and overthinking about my life and the world and just everything you could possibly imagine for the entire day. And when I left my room the next day, I was a completely different person. I was an angry person. Once all of that hit me, I remember just thinking to myself, like, F all of this. Like, literally F all of it. Why am I even trying? Why do I even bother? Like, the world is horrible. People are horrible. There is no way we are going to get out of this unscathed. Like, this is terrible. And I think that was like the first day where I realized that things were as terrible as they seemed, or like it fully hit me that it was, you know, like maybe I was partially in denial. But when I went into that state, I stayed in that mental state for a very long time. And I remember also feeling just kind of like hateful towards the people around me too. Like, it was like all of the worry and the stress and the anxiety and the anger that I felt about the world was pouring out into my relationships with the people that I lived with at the time. And I remember being aware of it and being like, what is going on? Like, normally I'm so good at kind of hiding my emotions and just kind of like dealing with things alone when I have time. And it was like, if something pissed me off, or I wasn't comfortable with something someone said, I would just start going off on them. I would have an attitude. I'd be sassy. I would just be really, really quiet. And I just felt this shift within myself that felt so unfamiliar. And I remember talking to a friend about this at the time. I was like, what is happening to me? I feel like I don't feel like myself. I just feel all of this darkness taking over me. Like, am I anxious? Am I depressed? Like, am I now an evil person? And my friend, and I will always like, I will always truly appreciate and respect him for saying this to me, because he really helps me through that rough patch in my life. He was like, you are probably experiencing an ego death. And I was like, what is an ego death? I was like, what is that? And he's like, you are shedding layers of yourself right now. Your mask that you put on to hide all of your emotions and those feelings, it's no longer there. And now your insides are being basically exposed to the world and to yourself. Now you are seeing the darkness that exists within you. Like, 2020 broke my mask. And I mean, he didn't say all of that verbatim. I'm just obviously giving you my interpretation of what he said, but that was such an eye-opening moment for me. I was like, this is something that happens? And he's like, he goes, you're moving to the next level. There are some people that experience ego deaths multiple times in their lives. It's when you're moving to the next phase of your life, these shifts and these transitions, this is just something that, you know, you can categorize as that, basically. And that was such an empowering moment for me. And honestly, that ego death, it wasn't just something that happened overnight. It was something that stayed with me for the next couple of months. You know, when I got back to New York, something pretty traumatic happened, you know, within my family. And I decided then and there that I was ready for a new chapter. And so, just gonna tie this back into kind of like my relationship with God here. When I had that ego death, that was my first real moment that I tapped into spirituality, okay? So at this time, I wasn't thinking about like God or like God's plan, or it wasn't like that yet. It was still very abstract for me. I think the introduction to this term ego death is what really opened my mind to the world of spirituality. You know, I've always been someone that's like into astrology and zodiac signs, and I've always been into like tarot and things like that. I've always been drawn to those sort of things. But I never really thought deep enough about what it is and what it represents. And so when I had my ego death, it kind of like gave me permission to explore that world a little bit more. So when I moved back to New York, I was still in this ego death state. I had that really traumatic experience with my family. And after that, I decided that I needed to leave and I needed to move out because I was tired of carrying this burden, not just from the trauma that I experienced, but also from the burden for the past couple of months. Like, I was tired of being hateful towards myself and towards other people. I was tired of letting my darkness consume me. I was tired of the fears and the anxieties and just like the projections of other people. I was tired of carrying that weight on my shoulders. I was tired of people pleasing. I was just exhausted. And so when I moved out, that was probably the first thing in my life, like the first monumental step in me taking ownership of my energy, of my life, really. Because prior to my ego death, prior to moving out into my own apartment, I honestly think that I was living in victimhood, to be very honest with you. You know, I was someone that was easily triggered by the world around me. I was easily triggered by people. A person could say one thing and it would ruin my entire day. I would let my past dictate my present, and I would let the anxiety about the future make me stagnant. I let fear run my life. I was resistant to change. I held grudges for years against people. I was unhappy with myself. I didn't like who I was. I wasn't confident in who I was. I was lost. Like, I was honestly just so lost. And then on top of that, you know, I was living in an environment that wasn't the best for my peace. And that combination in itself is just obviously not very good. So when I moved out, that was the first real step that I took in acknowledging, if I want to live a better life and if I actually want to see a difference in the person that I am, and if I want to give myself a fair shot at living a life that I'm proud of, and I have no idea what that looks like at that time, especially, I genuinely had no idea what it was that I wanted. I just knew internally that I needed something different, or else I just couldn't go on anymore. It was like that serious. Once I made that step, like, that was when the darkness kind of subsided. And when I say the darkness, I mean not necessarily the darkness that existed within me. It was still there. I think we still all have that, but it subsided in the sense of it no longer consumed me and was in control of my life. I became the one that was in control. So I got that apartment, you know, I spent a year there, and I learned a lot about myself during that time. During that time, I remember starting a bit of a dialogue with God. And at this time, I wasn't using the word God, I was saying universe. I think at that time, I kind of came to this realization that there is this massive energy out there that connects all of us and that is here to serve us and that inspires the good within us. And I think I came to this realization because I kind of realized that I've always, despite, you know, the way that I describe myself, like me being like a kind of like negative, unhappy person, I think deep down inside, I've always been someone that was actually very optimistic, or maybe just empathetic. I've always just had like this deep faith in people and in like changing times. So like if someone betrayed me, I believe that they were still capable of change, even if they hurt me. If times were rough and things felt like, and if times were rough and it felt like the world was ending, I had faith that I would get through it, even if it was really, really painful. And I think I've always been that way because I've kind of had to be that way, because I kind of have always been the anchor for many different relationships in my life, and I had to be the guiding light in that way. I had to be the peacekeeper. And I don't know if that's something that I grew into or if that's something that I've always kind of had, but if it is something that I've always had, I think that that optimism is actually faith. I think deep down inside, I've always had faith for better things and better times. And to me, looking at that now, like thinking about that now, I really think that that's God. Because if you are growing up in an environment, and I'm not saying this about my environment, I'm just speaking generally, like if you're growing up in an environment that is unhealthy, you're surrounded by toxic people, you're surrounded by negativity, you're constantly told that you're nothing, like, you know, these horrible things, it's hard to be optimistic in those circumstances when no one else around you is you know, exhibiting that sort of mindset, if you don't have anyone around you to tell you that you're brilliant, to tell you that there's a different world, there's a different reality outside of the one you're living. And I will say that I've had some positive influences in my life, and I think that's definitely played a role in understanding that there are alternative realities to the one that I was currently, to the one that I was living. And I also think that there could have been another person in my shoes, and they could have turned out a completely different way, because the faith that I had wasn't just based in experience. It was based in this deep internal knowing that even when things got really, really rocky and scary and uncertain, that I would be okay because I knew I was taken care of. And that feeling has always been inside of me. I just didn't know what it was. So yeah, moved into my apartment, started a dialogue with God, just started talking to him a little bit more. I spent a lot of time alone during that period. I spent a lot of time learning about myself. I had like a few relationships that were not great, and I experienced like 2 heartbreaks in a year. And those heartbreaks taught me so much about myself and learning to love myself. And I bring this up because I think when we're on our journeys to really like connecting with God or building a relationship with him, the pathways that we take to get there can all look so different, right? Like for some people, it starts off purely physical. Like you may say to yourself, oh, I'm tired of looking like this. I'm going to get up and I'm going to start working out and I'm going to change my life. And you build this sort of like discipline. You start understanding what it takes to take care of yourself and your body, and then you begin to love your insides because now you love your outsides. And then once you love your insides, you begin to love other people better. And when you begin to love other people better, somehow God finds a way to speak to you. And so with me, what happened was I had to be basically broken by people because I was looking for God in other people, right? I was looking for God in my relationships. And I actually want to do an episode on this because I think it's a really important topic. I think so many of us look for God in our friends. We look for God in our therapists, in our boyfriends, you know, in our parents. We look for, you know, this person that understands us. We look for someone that, you know, is going to complete us, complete our puzzle, someone that we can fully just be ourselves around and be completely loved regardless. And there are people like that. I'm not going to say there isn't. I'm sure that there's someone out there for everyone who will love you for you. But this sort of like love that we're looking for, it's not necessarily a romantic type of love. It's like a fulfilling love. It's like you're looking for this guidance. You're looking for this direction. You're looking for this validation of your worthiness. And that is something that only God can give you. But we look for it in other people. And that's what I did. And I think that's why these other people, like these human beings, had the power to break me, because I gave them that power. I gave them not only my heart, I gave them my soul. I basically worshiped these people, and I had relations with them the way that I should have a relationship with God, or the relationship that I had with them is the relationship that I want to have with God now, where it's like they're on my mind all the time. If they ever need me, if they ever call me, I'm available. I make time for them. I create space in my day. I create space in my life for them. That is what I want with God now. But I replace them with, I replace God with them. And that's why they broke me. So once I was broken down by these people, I had to find a way to build myself back up. Okay. I had to find a way to really, truly learn to love and respect the person that I was. And learning to love yourself, that's a whole journey in itself, right? I had to unlearn the beliefs that I had about myself and relearn who I really was. And then I had to think about who I wanted to be and begin practicing the traits and the habits and the behaviors of the type of person that I wanted to be. And so throughout that process, I was talking to God, but my relationship wasn't fully intimate. I didn't talk to God every single day. God wasn't on my mind every single day, but I would talk to God here and there just as to kind of check in and to ask for guidance in moments where I wasn't certain. Fast forward to, I want to say now. It's been, 2 years. I now live with my amazing partner who I love more than anything. Not more than my family, not more than God. I mean, he is my family at this point, but. And my relationship with God has taken an insane turn. It's actually crazy. So over the last 2 years, through learning to love myself and learning to love another person, I found that a lot of the lessons that I've learned in my romantic relationship, there's actually like stories in the Bible and like certain ideas in the Bible that align with a lot of the lessons that I've learned in my romantic relationships and or just like in my personal life in general. You know, I want to say over the last year, 2023, my dialogue with God got a lot more frequent. And I think the reason for that is because after going through that really difficult time in 2021, which is also like when I started this podcast, I think I just needed like an outlet to get an understanding of where I was in life. And after 2021 and everything that I went through, I began to really recognize that a lot of the opportunities that I was receiving and a lot of the blessings that I was receiving, it wasn't just due to me making changes in my life. And I want to be clear here. God will only reward us when we take the first step, right? And so sometimes you can ask God for help, but if you're not going to put in the work or you're not going to prove that it's something that you really want, or sometimes if it's just not in your journey or it's not a part of the mission or the plan that God has for you, he won't grant it. But if it's something that you desire and something that is meant for you, it will happen as long as you take the first step and God will support you the rest of the way. And it's so funny because I remember being at home, like living in my parents' house, just feeling so miserable. And there would be times when I would talk to God or talk to something. I didn't know it was God at the time. And I would ask for guidance and I would ask for help. And part of the reason I felt so, you know, depressed was because I was like, there's no one listening. Nothing's going to change. And I felt like I was powerless to my circumstances. I felt like I didn't have anyone there to really guide me in the way that I needed to. And I want to be very clear here that, you know, parental love and parental guidance and the guidance that you'll receive from maybe like a life partner or a life coach or a sibling or a friend is very different than the type of guidance, love, and fulfillment that you get from a spiritual relationship with God. And that was what I needed and what I was seeking. And the reason I can say that now is because I'm beginning to build that and I feel that. Now that I have a more consistent dialogue with God and I'm working towards understanding him and his word and I guess just kind of studying him, the amount of like just like peace I feel every day is insane. It's actually insane, and I never thought it would be possible. But back to the point I was making, after 2021, I began to realize that those blessings were not just because of me. It had to be something bigger. So first it was the universe. And then over the last year, the G word just naturally fell into my vocabulary. And I got a lot more comfortable saying it. And, you know, at first I kind of like tested out the waters. Like I would say it in front of people and get weird reactions because I live in New York and it's like uncool to be religious, or people automatically assume that like you're a snob or you're a religious snob, or you're going to push your beliefs onto them if you believe in God, even if you don't identify with the religion, you just say God. It's crazy. And then I just got more comfortable, you know, openly saying like God plays an active part in my life and making it known that that's what I believe in. And if you don't like it, you can go. And I didn't say that, but I just made it very clear, like, this is where I stand. This is what I believe in. This is the path and the journey that I'm on. And that's that. And if people decided to leave my life for that reason, that's fine. They weren't meant to be here. They served their purpose. Amazing. And if they stuck around, then, you know, like those are your people, right? So yeah, I want to say also, like in these past few months, my anxiety was pretty heightened. I was experiencing a lot of stress and restlessness. And I learned from the previous winter that during that specific season in the winter, it is a time to rest and it is a time to reflect. And this time I took advantage of that and I took some time to really try to live in silence a little bit more. So instead of constantly filling my brain with just like random YouTube videos and content that probably wasn't going to be really beneficial for me or helpful for me, I would allow myself to kind of just spend the day in my house in silence, like cook with no music playing, or, you know, wash the dishes in silence and wait for God to come and talk to me. And I found that he did. And when he did, all of my like fears and my anxieties went away, and I got this feeling of peace and even joy sometimes, because I would maybe be thinking about, oh, I wish I just had a creative idea so I could like put together an episode or whatever the case may be. And I'd be stressing about it. And then when I would clear my mind and just do a simple task and wait for God to talk to me, that idea would be placed in my head. And it was amazing. It truly was. So that has been my relationship with God for the past few months. And then I would also say that I also just started like connecting the dots between things. Like if I was going through something in my career and then, you know, there was something going on in my relationship, I would turn to God and like ask him about it. Like I'd be like, okay, there's this situation at work. Like maybe I really want this promotion, but it doesn't seem like I'm going to get it. Like, what do I do? Like, can you give me some guidance here? Like, God, let me know what path I should be on. What steps do you want me to take? Is this the right path for me? You know, like, please give me a sign. Or God, I'm struggling in this area of my relationship. Like, please give me the strength or give me some wisdom so I can communicate the right words to my partner. And I started just asking for these things and it would come to me. It would come to me in those moments of silence where I created space for him to speak to me. And a really notable moment was actually a few weeks ago. So I had to do a presentation for this training at work. And I am honestly like, I really, really, really don't like public speaking. It's not something that I enjoy at all. Like, you know what it is? Okay, I can't even say that. It's not that I dislike public speaking, because after that training, I realized that I'm actually good at it. And if I practice it more, like, I probably would enjoy it. But what it is I don't like the anxiety that you feel before you go up and present, right? That's like the fear of like, oh, are people going to judge me? Oh, what if I stumble on my words, or I don't sound like I know what I'm talking about, or what if I don't articulate myself well enough? Like, there's all of these like thoughts of like, what if they think I'm stupid? What if they think the training is pointless? Or what if my information isn't effective enough, or it isn't, you know, life changing? Like, there's just so many thoughts and fears that, you know, play into things like that. When you're nervous, you come up with all of the what ifs in the world. And so I was anxious for like an entire month. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, every day, like, the idea of presenting this training would like pass through my mind, and I would just be so anxious. I would get so stagnant. I would want to procrastinate on working on, you know, putting together the training, because I was just like, it's not going to be good. Like, I don't know if it's going to be good. Like, is this good enough? And there was a lot of that. The day before the training, that night, I couldn't sleep. I woke up in the morning and I was in the bathroom, and I remember being like, this energy that I'm feeling, it is really not serving me, and it's not going to help me. My portion of the training wasn't until the end of the day. So it was like an 8-hour training, and my portion wasn't until like the last hour. And I knew this. I was like, there's no way I can sit in a room for 8 hours all day feeling this anxious bubble in my stomach. I can't do it. This is not serving me. So I said to God, God, please take away any fear and anxiety that I am having right now. I cast my anxiety, I cast my fear, I cast my self-doubt onto you. And all I ask of you is that you help me communicate this message with clarity. Please let it be impactful. Please let it be effective. And please let the audience be open to receiving what it is I'm sharing. And when I tell you, within the next minute, nothing. No anxious bubbles in my stomach, no intrusive thoughts, no self-doubt, just quiet. The anxiety didn't come up once, not even when I was in that room watching all of my peers present, for the entire day, even leading up to the moment when I had to stand up in front of everyone. Fearless. I was like, let's do it. I think part of that was me. But the part that I played there was I asked for help, and I cast my anxieties and I cast my fears and my worries onto God. And what I love about this story is, one, God carried me through there. But two, if we circle back to, you know, the feeling I had before I had that ego death, I said I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders. And after talking to God in the bathroom that day before the training, I realized that I could cast my fears and cast my anxieties onto God. I didn't have to carry that worry with me. I didn't have to carry that weight. I could place that somewhere else. And the way to do that was by having faith that God has me, and that even if it goes to crap, everything will be okay. But I knew it wouldn't, because I knew that God would carry me through. I knew that if I prayed for God to instill wisdom in me, if I prayed for God to speak through me in a way that would be impactful for other people and help them, and help them to be able to apply whatever information I shared with them to their daily lives, to their work lives, whatever it may be, to help them become better people in some capacity. I knew that's what he would do, because that is what he would want. Like, I genuinely believe, and again, like, I'm still very, very new to the Bible. Like, I've only read, like, Samuel chapter 1. Like, I'm so new. But this is just based off of my experience with God. I genuinely believe that God wants us to make an impact in our lives and in the lives of other people in any way that we can. So whatever platform that you have, whether you're working in like a corporate job, whether you're working like on the internet creating like creative videos, whether you like make music, or you know, you're an art program director, I don't know, like whatever it is that you do, you have the ability to create some sort of change or some sort of impact. Even if you don't feel like you do, you do. If you're working in retail, you have the ability to make a customer's day. If your coworker is having a bad day, you have the ability to be positive and shine light into their lives. If your friend is having a hard time, you have the ability to be their shoulder to cry on. Like, it is that sort of impact, no matter at what level, that God wants from us. And so when I asked for that, he gave that to me because he knew my intentions were pure, and that I wasn't asking him to remove that fear and anxiety because I was, you know, being selfish and I didn't want to be perceived a certain way by, you know, the audience. I was asking because I wanted to make sure that my fear and my anxiety didn't get in the way of the message and the impact that I wanted to, you know, put on those people. So yeah, I mean, I say all of this to say, like, I'm still exploring my relationship with God ultimately. And I'm really excited to see where this journey takes me. You know, right now I just want to focus on building an intimate relationship with God. And right now, it's reading the Bible and learning his word and listening to podcasts and consuming content that is related to him, and just really studying him and his mission, because it's so weird, but I just feel so at peace when I do it. It's not, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there, no one in my life was like, you need to start like listening to God or like become religious. Like, there was no massive influence. It was just me tapping into the energy that I was receiving and understanding that all of these blessings and the transformation that I've had in my life from going to someone that truly hated themselves and did not see themselves living past the age of 21 to being where I am today, someone that is genuinely fulfilled in life and someone who is in a healthy relationship with herself, a healthy relationship with a loving partner, someone who deeply loves and respects and cherishes her family, someone who isn't afraid to, you know, take leaps and take risks in her life to go after what she wants. Like, that isn't all me. I know that that evolution had to do with God and God's plan for me, and it was God that picked me up in those moments where I just didn't have the courage to do it myself. It was God that instilled that little itty bit of faith in me in moments where things just felt so horrible and insurmountable. And like, I just think about that every time I find myself moving into a space where I'm not being grateful, or when I'm letting just kind of like little inconveniences trigger me or bother me. And when I find myself living in a space of fear as opposed to, you know, being guided by faith. So it's really just remembering what God has done for me. And I guess ultimately I want to close out this episode on the one passage of the Bible that I've read so far, which is the story of Saul. Well, I guess I read like kind of like two passages, but like I didn't finish the Saul story yet. But I really liked when the people of Israel asked Samuel to give them a king. And the Lord told him to warn them and tell them, hey, if I give you this king, he will do all of these things. He will take away your daughters. He will take a portion of your land. He will take away your freedoms to this, 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 and this. And Samuel warned the people, and the people said, no, we want a king. And the Lord said, let them have a king. They are looking for someone else to worship. And he said, they have forgotten all that I have done for them, how I, you know, uplifted them from Egypt, how I destroyed the Philistines for them. And I thought that was really interesting because it was God saying, like, I've done all of these things for you. I have blessed your life in so many ways. I have helped you in so many ways. And yet you still find a way to not be grateful for me. Yet you still question my power and my authority and my ability to take care of you and to guide you. You are looking for something else or someone else to worship, something that is immediate, something that is directly within your sight, that feels safe because it's right there and it feels stable and it feels secure, rather than believing and having faith in the God that has already proven to you his power and what he can do, the miracles he can create in your life, because you can't physically see him. And when you're uncertain, you're testing your faith. When you're uncertain, you're not having faith. So I guess I wanted to close out with that story because that's something that has really been helping me when I think about, well, it's been helping me when I've been feeling like anxious or restless or scared about the next step. It's like, God has a plan for me and he's going to guide me in the right direction. So even if right now I'm feeling this, I know it's because it's either I'm not having faith that things are going to work out or God is trying to tell me that this isn't the path I'm meant to be taking. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's just kind of where I am. And I just feel very at peace right now in building this relationship, and I'm really happy about it. And yeah, I wanted to make an episode about it because this is a real open, transparent, vulnerable conversation. And I think there comes a phase in a lot of people's lives where you finally build a relationship with God. And sometimes the catalyst is different for everyone. You know, there are some people God has to really knock you off your pedestal and humble you for you to get down on your knees and see him and hear him and acknowledge him. And then for other people, it comes like a gentle tap on the shoulder where, and I think people like that, it's like people who kind of already kind of knew that God existed, that there's an energy here, but you never really fully tapped into what he is and what he represents and embraced him. And I feel like for me, God has tapped me on the shoulder because I always deep down inside knew that he was there and I always felt it there. And it's funny because as my intuition has grown and my inner power and my self-love has grown, my relationship with God is now blossoming too. And I think that's because there's a part of God within all of us, right? Like the collective consciousness, like all of those phrases to me, like it means God, like the universe, collective consciousness, this like giant energy, like it's God. But yeah, that's where I am. This was a very stream of consciousness style episode. And I love that because this is taking me back to my roots. Like when I first started podcasting, this was the type of episode, like I would sit on my floor and record into my MacBook, and it was great and I loved it. And this is the vibe that it's giving, but just like a little more, but just a little bit more elevated. I have my transparency card poster that I made right here framed. If you're watching the visual, you can see it here. And I have my little podcast studio. I shouldn't say little. I have my podcast studio set up. I love it. It's amazing, beautiful, perfect. So yeah, this is taking me back to my roots. If you guys like the stream of consciousness style podcast episodes like this, let me know. Leave a review down below. I hope you were able to listen to this with an open mind and an open heart. And, you know, if this helped you in any way, amazing. If you, you know, were inspired by my testimony, that's amazing. If you could care less, that's totally fine too. If this triggered you, that's also okay. Because that means something I said resonated with you, and that's great too. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so, so much. If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and leave a review. If you want to check out the audio podcast, it'll be linked down below. If you want to check out the visual podcast, it'll be linked down below as well. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your morning, night, whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk next episode. Thanks, guys. Bye.